Was that ant that stood up to me?
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh, one ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Hmm, puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this? You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Blast off!
Just got a laptop. I make music with my friends. I've got a laptop, baby. I make music with my friends. There it is.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office, and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Yeah.
what he said. Alright, you're listening to the Mad Science Show at www.shazizradio.com. Those of you listening in on radio, I got a radio player app update, and so if you go over to the Super Chat room, while I'm doing this, I'll just get over here and basically, because I'm sharing screen on there. Alright. So, for those of you that's going to be watching this video later on Rumble, possibly YouTube, depending I don't say anything that I ain't supposed to say for YouTube, you can click on this link right here and you can download the app for on Google Play for our updated radio player. So if you like listening to Mad Science and you want to hear it, you know, while you're driving down a road or something like that, there's an app for your phone right there. And so, moving right along, that's available there. I titled today's show "All Seems Pointless," and it's just, there's so much going on in this damn world. It's just so doggone frustrating. You know, I'm gonna jump over here to YouTube Studio on there. Don't think there's any private information where somebody's gonna hack me or crap like that. It's no big deal anyway. I don't care. You can steal my identity if you want. Anyway, the channel over there, it's got like 9,095 supposed subscribers. The video views don't even remotely represent that at all. Go down to the content portion of the deal. You can see that there's hardly any views for the most part all the way down, except for when you get to something crazy like Redneck AC. It's got 2,134 views out of supposed 9,000 subscribers. But why am I even telling you this deal right here? It's just because I started off on a mission a long time ago to try to do something cool for the world. So, you know, I thought, hey, you know, maybe I'll put this YouTube channel together and start sharing some stuff. And if you go all the way back through my videos, I got some crazy ones on there. I got some that basically are designed to get you thinking outside the box. That's the key right there. You go down to... let's go back over here to the dashboard real quick on this deal. See right here, I got an active community guideline strike warning. It actually was a strike at one point, and it's supposed to come off after sometime this December. Anyway, it was both based on bogus stuff. I basically lost 66 videos off of my channel because I couldn't trust them, because basically YouTube was going through and trying to strike me for everything under the sun. But they tried to say that it had egregious medical disinformation, which was a bold-faced lie. It's flat-out bold-faced lie. You can't call it egregious medical disinformation just for some guys sitting around having a conversation about what they believe is going on. Nobody was telling anybody any medical advice, go get this or go get that. YouTube lied. It's you can't trust YouTube. And I'm gonna post this on YouTube. I'm gonna basically say it. They say that I had egregious medical disinformation. It was a bold-faced lie. YouTube support system sucks. It isn't what it used to be. That YouTube isn't nowhere near what it used to be. And so, you know, with that, you go over to my channel over here. View channel on YouTube. Let's do that. Let's go ahead and view the channel on YouTube. Right on the very front, it's got a video that basically talking about...
It's not a fear-monger thing, it's a reality thing.
Basically talking about helping the world, you know? talks about the bottle caps for Mad Science.
Hello, everybody. Crazy Haired Shaziz, the Mad Science guy. So what you're looking at there is the Mad Science.
Yeah, well, basically in that first video, I explained that, a project that I'm working on in order to be able to, basically turn trash into a solution. That project seemed to be was going pretty well, and then I trusted somebody who literally turned around and stabbed me in the back and basically ran off with 46% of something that was supposed to be there to help people out. And of course, in his eyes, he don't think he did anything wrong, but everybody on the team, we were in agreement that we was only going to get 100 or a million of these coins apiece for our research purposes and to, basically get this project going. But somebody had different ideas and didn't have the honor to keep their word and do what they said they were going to do. So at least a portion of that particular project is on hold. And trying to get anything done these days is almost impossible. I'm trying to get, a prototype built. There was two of them, but down to one. Anyway, it's part of the issues, I guess. But on this doggone YouTube channel, you can find all kinds of old videos, and even some ones that you might find controversial, like my 1318 series down there. It's a really interesting thing that has to do with, secret codes and things that you just have to watch it. And if you ever had any questions, you can always ask me. Anyway. On this, I had a lot of different featured channels that of people that I used to be able to hang out with and stuff like that. And Sea Shepherd, that was with Paul Watson. We actually had him on the Mad Science Show. When I find channels that I like and I want to promote, I will put them in that featured channel list. And, hopefully new subscribers would see that and moved into maybe possibly subscribing to them or whatever. Anyway, getting off a track here, let me go back to the channel deal. It's been a while. Basically YouTube called my channel inactive and basically made it so that it can't be monetized, so my YouTube channel isn't making any money anymore. Wasn't really making much anyway. I never even really wanted to be monetized on YouTube, but I figured, it's their platform, they're going to do it anyway, so why not throw a few pennies in the bucket? So I did it. But now you got to have these, what they call shorts, and you got to have 10 million views on these shorts. 10 million views. Unless you find something that's going to go viral, there's no way you're going to get no 10 million. So they pretty much assured that there's no way that this channel could ever be monetized again. Your eligibility, if you got 1,000 subscribers, you can be monetized. I got 9,095 subscribers. You have to have 4,000 public watch hours. Apparently I only got 737 watch hours, which... It's a load of crap. These people, I swear, they with their algorithms and the way they promote videos that they want promoted, the little channels, they don't have a snowball's chance in hell of ever even getting anywhere on there. And so you're already under the gun from YouTube. Then you're under the gun from trolls. Then you're under the gun from people that you thought were your friend that turn around and basically stab you in the freaking back. And essentially, you got people out there that will literally take advantage of you. And I've found that out the hard way. I'm a poor judge of character. I trusted individuals that I probably should not have trusted. I've given money to people who never followed through on what they promised they were going to do. I've supported people. Heck, I give... my supposed friend a large portion of my old lab for he could have for research, and I really trusted this guy. I really thought he was a good guy, and it really saddens my heart to find out that, you know, once again, the old Shaz got duped. You know, now, don't get me wrong, he done a couple cool things. You know, there's some things that he did, and I'm not afraid to say it. Those weren't related to the bottle caps for Mad Science Project at all. Those were off the side. This bottle caps for Mad Science, all these projects are separate. You know, the project to help one individual out, to give them a place to stay so that we could actually make it so that we could get this old lab up and running. If you go see my video, Forces of Darkness, somewhere, let me see if I just jump over here to content, because it's down there somewhere. But it goes back quite a ways back. I got a lot of videos on there, but there's a video on here called Forces of Darkness, and you can see where my lab had flooded out, and it's just been a god-awful nightmare. So, wasn't able to do any work from there, so I basically moved up into this place that I'm in right now. As far as this little one room, it's just not enough to move around and get things done. Anyway, it's in there somewhere. There it is, Forces of Darkness. Let me see if this is the one I'm thinking of. Let's see this. Come on. At least we don't have to worry about ads. Plug your ears now for the next clip. It's probably going to be a loud clash or something. All right, well, get it on there, dude. Oh, yeah, what the hell? All right, that's good. This is my old lab that we're looking at right here. A lot of this, a lot of stuff in my old lab I gave to my friend, because I thought him and I were on the same page, but we found out. This is prior to the crash. So, let me see. Yeah, this is what my lab used to look like before it got flooded out. It used to be nice. Anyway, I think, just had to hit set here and watch this for a second. Had a lot of research going on. There we go. There's some mold damage there from the flood issue. There's the, there we go right there. You can see how it was worse by the time it was all said and done. It just wasn't, it couldn't be in there anymore. The motorcycle, the Electron, it got all rusted and corroded up. So this is one of the things behind the scenes that I was contending with. And, you know, it's just, let's see, I can't remember what the heck this was all about. It might have been because there was a drought going on and the ponds were all drying up. Yeah, so one minute it's flooding for 40 days, it's raining for 40 days and 40 nights, and the next damn day, next time around, it's literally middle of a freaking drought. This is crazy. And I'm pretty sure I shared screen. Yeah, I did. I shared screen and sound. Anyway, you can see how dried up the ground was. It's cracked up, busted up. Man, we were losing trees left and right. We had Japanese beetles coming in and eating off the leaves. We were being bombarded.
Hello everybody, so Shazia is here. I'm titling this video, Forces of Darkness. you look back inside there, hopefully I can hold this steady long enough. Nope. I can't even tell if I'm seeing it. Mold and mildew and moisture.
And blast it. Aha! There we go. This was for a project that I was getting ready to do called Tesla's Dream.
Never got a chance to do.
And like I say, if you look back in there, hopefully I can hold this steady long enough. You can see it on the wall. Mold and mildew. Let me reset the camera. I got stuff down here on the floor. Yeah, it's a mess. Let me pause this and reset the camera. Hello, everybody. Ocean is here. I'm sitting down in what used to be my old new lab. Did a video sometime back, and I was talking about how I got my new lab, and I was going to get it all together. Well, then it started to rain. And it kept on raining. And it kept on and kept on. And then when you thought it was done raining, it kept on raining some more. Look at this. Winking owl. That's like, I think that's like the Illuminati secret society brew or something like that. So, I'm going to title this video, Forces of Darkness, because when you try to do something good in this world, you either got some knucklehead trolling you, trying to tell you how stupid you are, or you got somebody either jacking with the weather, making it rain all the time, or drought, like you'll see in the photos that I put in here. Or maybe Mother Nature's just mad, whatever the case is. It's pretty much destroyed this lab. Matter of fact, sitting down here right now, it's so musty, I've done sprayed I don't know how much Lysol and disinfectant. Got stuff spread all over the carpet because for some reason or another the fleas moved in once the flood subsided or whatever. So essentially, that's why you've been seeing me do a lot of videos over there in my other place over there. And that's why I haven't been actually in this lab, because I was hoping that a miracle would happen and I would get this lab repaired so that I could get it dried out. But nature had other plans, basically stripped off the roofing and, leaking like a sieve and all that. And whatever you don't use, nature takes back. So the spiders moved in, and the bugs moved in, and the fleas moved in, and the mold, and the mildew, and the dust, and the cobwebs. And behind me, all the years of researching and stuff, it's all, well, that's that. You know, if you look over here, still got all my projects. Still got all my junk. Still got my lab to some extent. But it ain't really healthy to work in here anymore. The electrons rotting away. Everything's corroding up. And where'd it go? There it is. There's the electron. Tires are flat and it's rotting away. And the place has become mass storage for projects that never happened. So, I figured since this is going to be my last video from this lab, because I'm probably going to have to tear this building down, I figured I'd just have a snort off of some of this old Illuminati wine right here. I mean, if they really exist, they're doing a pretty good job of jacking everything up. Every once in a while you gotta check around and brush off the doggone fleas. They're probably genetically modified too. That sounds like tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy stuff. Matter of fact, if you actually look over there, you'll see old King Tinfoil Hat's crown sitting on that deal over there in that mess. A lot of fun videos come up out of my old lab, and maybe one or two out of this lab wasn't so bad. But nature had other plans, and so it's just the way it goes, I guess. Anyway, so I'm hoping to build a dome, a geodesic dome out there on the property, and providing things work out and the funding comes through, I'll do it myself and I'll get it done. And whatever I can salvage out of this old lab right here, I can finally get back to work. Because if you saw my video Encroachment, you'll understand that I'm not comfortable over there in trying to do something in basically what's turned out to be a storage closet, which was intentionally going to be my my computer room. Wasn't ever intended on being what it is, but that's, you know, I got family staying with me. I got to take care of those folks too. Anyway, so cheers, everybody. God, I tell you what, the Illuminati, they make terrible wine. Got the old winking owl thing going on there. See, that's that look, back, that little look that you always hear about them people that got to stick their tongue out and make that little winking deal on the secret codes or whatever they do, or demonic whatever. It really stinks down here. It smells musty. And all my music equipment, which is on the other side, is getting destroyed, and all my electrical equipment on this side is getting destroyed. I managed to install this old air conditioner over here because the air conditioner that was in there was basically dead. And so I couldn't take the moisture out of here, and so over the years, or the time when it set here, nature took it back. Which kind of really throws a monkey wrench in my plans, because I had a lot of projects that I wanted to do out of here, and I'd be warm down here in the winter time and cool down here in the summer. This is an old Earth Contact home, and this is like a basement style house, but the foundation cracked up when the ground dried up. Then it started pouring down, raining. Rained for 40 days and 40 nights and then some. Wouldn't stop. So the weeds grew real high, and then when it finally all gave up, the dirt just dried out and sagged, and the foundation fell down and cracked. And so this house is literally cracked from the south side all the way to the north side on the ground. And every time it rains, that sump pump that was back there, supposed to kick on and keep it from coming up over the floor, well, it failed multiple times. It either stayed on or it wouldn't come on. And so either way, it flooded about that much water across the floor, all the way across the entire floor of my lab. And so most of the stuff is up off the ground, and I'll be able to salvage it. But just wanted to touch base with everybody and say, until I get that dome built to prove to everybody what it is I've been saying, this thing's going to be self-contained. Everything from water to electricity, all the energy of that dome is going to be its own piece of equipment, its own boss. It ain't gonna be connected, no power grid. And that's gonna be my new lab. Of course, I'll have to have wireless internet. Else I won't be able to videotape from there or something. Anyway. Not asking anybody for any money or anything. You know that ain't me. Just trying to let you know this is what's up. The forces of darkness have come down and basically took what's left of my lab. And so I'll have to do little videos here and there off to the side like I've been doing for the last whatever. So this ought to put a little bit of joy in the trolls' hearts. Oh, Shaziz down and out. A mad science lab. I don't know if you can even see it, but... Well, I'll just take a picture of it and put it in the video. But even this computer's leaning like this because the wood at the bottom got bowed and it's about ready to fall over. This computer, this is probably going to be the very last video on this specific computer because it's jacked. I had to push the button like 20 times just to get it to come on. You know, psst. Nope. Psst. Yep. Anyway, I got some really good projects on the way. Meantime, go over and check out Raymond Head. He's got some really cool project working he's going to take an engine and see how much efficiency he can actually get out of it. In the meantime, hope to stick around because I ain't giving up. I'm just slowed down a bit. Got a road hurdle. I'll get my new lab up and running, and then I'll introduce y'all to my new lab, and I hope y'all like it because I'm going to probably spend a lot of time and effort and money on that thing, but it's all coming out of my pocket, and that's just the way it's going to have to be because if old Shaziz tells you free electricity, and he tells you that I'm going to find it before I die and prove it, then you can best believe I'm not going to ask you to buy anything from me. I don't want no money. All I want to do is keep my word. And my word is that if you can't find free energy, you're simply not looking hard enough for it. I got all this junk right here. And I'm doing amazing things with recycled junk. You can imagine what you could do in the right shop. The right machine shop with the right crew, the dream team like I like to call it. That's the ticket. But right now, we ain't got the dream team together per se, a few people, but we all live in different states. And my lab literally sunk like the doggone Titanic. This is a commercial for Illuminati beer. Or wine. It's cheap. It's nasty. And it probably ain't really going to soothe the pain of this lab falling down before I actually got a chance to do what I wanted to do in here. But it's just not healthy for me to be down here. That's why I've been over there. So with that said, everybody, I hope you stay tuned to the Mad Science channel, or at least, you know, if you unsubscribe, maybe someday come back and check me out and see where I'm at, because I'm not dead yet. I'm going to get this thing together if it kills me, and I'm going to prove it before it does. So, with that said, peace and love, everybody. Stay tuned. Don't drink this stuff, really. It tastes like...
All right, I don't know. You know, that's painful to watch. I don't know if you've noticed in that video, but I painted that entire room blue for a purpose. Because, you know, back during that time, people were doing things with blue screen and green screen and all that. And, you know, whenever I wanted to show something, if I have an anomaly that I want to share, I didn't want anybody to be able to say, oh, no, you're using blue screen or green screen. So my other intentions were after I got all that done was to put objects around that were green so that you could tell in the background if there was any chroma key or any blue screen stuff going on. And basically, you know, putting my money where my mouth is and bringing the receipts to the table kind of thing. You know, it's really painful to watch because here I am in the year 2023 and I believe this video was 7 years ago. 7 years ago and things ain't got any better. They just continuously got worse. This video only got 522 views. 522 views out of supposed it was at the time, it was probably close to 10,000 subscribers. You know, but YouTube shenanigans. I got a whole 23 thumbs up off of this thing. So, weren't getting the views. You know, the only ones that got views were things that I did equated to redneck. So if you go on the YouTube channel now, I did a couple videos here recently about redneck stuff, whatever. Anyway, let me see if I can find it. Redneck how to. it just seems like if you do something crazy, then. I see I got redneck clackers, that was the latest video, redneck pop gun, redneck heater, redneck AC update, and redneck AC, and if you go down to my redneck wind turbine, and things like that, those videos got a lot of views. Matter of fact, I think my redneck wind turbine got the most views of all, it's like a couple million views on that thing. Anyway, let me take you over here to the Super Chat room. Three people in there. Of those three people, they're all me. Every last one of them's me. On that computer. Let me just see if I can pull the camera out here and show you what it is I'm talking about. Let me shrink all this other stuff here for a second. Alright, so my command center. I got duct tape and bailing wire. There's a Windows XP running SAM. I got this computer right here. Look at that, this the time warp thing. I got this computer right here that I'm running Skype on. And I got that one there so that I can see the chat rooms, and that one over there so I can see the chat room. So on any of these three computers right here, I can see what's going on, you know, like scan around the projects and stuff I got going on out here. And there's the neodymium magnet accelerator over my shoulder. And, you know, it is what it is, man. Let me put this back over here. So, let me get back over here. Let me shrink, shrink this down. No, I don't need to shrink that. Alright. Not getting any participation over here. Not getting any participation on that other one over there. And I'm probably positive some of that is, you know, my own damn fault from pissing people off or whatever. Other than that, a lot of it has to do with Google censorship. And let me show you something. Let's take you to my site. Where's it at? Alright, look at this. I signed up for AdSense program to put little Google ads on there, and they just completely vandalized my site. It's got ads after ads after ads on there. It looks like a damn ad farm. You know, these are sites that I would avoid if I was going out to a website. I could have, and I still can. I can go take I can shut AdSense off. It's not making any money anyway. It's only like pennies. It's not even pennies. So I think in the last 7 months, almost a year, whatever. It's made probably about $23. And, you know, if I jump on my AdSense and I can show you, YouTube still literally owes me $67. Let me just do that. What the hell? AdSense. Hopefully there ain't no information that needs to be concerned about. Private information anyway. AdSense right here. This is Google. This is YouTube. YouTube earnings. YouTube has owed me $67.85 for about 3 or 4 years now. Maybe longer than that. I've lost track. But this is the maximum amount of money that I've made here on... let's see. Let's go to... last 3 months as opposed to this 3 months. That's it for vandalizing my site. That's it in a nutshell. And so anyway, on Shaziz.com it has links to every single thing. If you want to go to Shaziz Radio, it's a right, take you right straight to the Super chat room. If you want to go to Shaziz.net, there's a lot of us podcast over there. There's podcasts on Shaziz Radio and Shaziz.net. So I've been supplying a lot of content for a long time to everybody for free. I'm not trying to rip anybody off or screw anybody over. You know, it's just, I don't know, the forces of darkness, I guess. Meet the Dream Team. It's me, it's my brother, and this is my friend that basically stabbed me in the back and basically destroyed, well, not basically, he literally destroyed a large portion of the project and didn't have the honor and the decency to make it right. You know, I gave that man a large portion of my old lab. Ask him if he wanted this, wants that, and all this. I basically gave him a lot of my old projects because I wanted him to be able to, you know, have some fun with them, test them, maybe do him some videos or whatever. And in this, let me shrink this down. In this room here, I got a bunch of totes over there. I got a lot of electronic stuff, pieces for projects. Every time he'd come over, if there's anything he needed for a project, I'd share it with him. Didn't ask him for nothing. And so it's really heartbreaking that he'd want to screw me over the way he did. There's a lot of money invested in all the stuff that I do. A hell of a lot of money invested in that, just that alone. And people wonder why I haven't finished it. I mean, what's the point? It's pointless. These people are trying to burn the world down. You know, trying to get us into World War III. You got people in your own family stabbing you in the back. You got people in your friend circle stabbing you in the back. You give people money for materials and they never follow through with what they say they're going to do. And so the Bottle Caps for Mad Science project, it goes way back, and it was, you know, I've been trying all the time to bring the Dream Team together and literally get these things accomplished. Yeah, my supposed friend tried to say that I single-handedly destroyed a Dream Team. No, he single-handedly destroyed his portion of the Dream Team. Dream Team's alive and well. There's still a few people left on the Dream Team. Ones that really want to get things done. He just ain't part of it anymore, and he figured like he had to take a large portion of it out the door with him when he did. So he got what he wanted out of me. Yep, got what he wanted and took off. It's alright though. I'll get over it. Got over my lab flooding. You know, my old lab used to be out in the garage. I wish I could go back and start there again. That was the best one. And then when we all moved up out of the Earth Contact home and I turned that other side into my new lab, and then I'll be damned. The flood, the drought, weather basically destroyed it. And then, like I said, the fleas moved in. It was bad. It was real bad. But either way, moving right along. This is Shaziz.com. That costs money to have that website going. ShazizRadio.com, where the Super Chat chat room is. There's four chat rooms over there. And when you come to this chat room from the outside, your browser say not secure. It's a lie. It's a bold-faced lie. Pay for a secured certificate, but people say there's things on there like this advertisement right here for an old church I used to go to. There's nothing wrong with that church. And even if you go to there, they got a doggone secured certificate on their deal. And the chat rooms from Chatango, those got a secured certificate on there. It's an HTTPS site. And we don't gather up any information on anybody. We're not trying to load any kind of malware or anything like that, or any spyware. We don't even, Shaziz Radio, Shaziz.net, and Shaziz.com, we don't even collect any information on anybody. We're not trying to get any kind of data whatsoever. And so, you know, there's three sites that are literally being paid for out of my own personal pocket, out of my own personal funds. I see this doggone stuff right here. This is Shaziz.net. They vandalized the crap out of it, and you see, it's not worth it. Pennies on the, that's it. Nothing. And it just turned my site into crap. There's my ride home right there. I can't wait. Anyway, it just turned my site into crap. You go down here to, I'm going to go down here to Wall of Shame real quick. Because right there's the story. Right there is basically what happened with that portion right there. That's why it's on hold. And I hope the person that one right there, I hope that person sees it. I hope they see it. Didn't have the honor or the decency to do the right thing. Instead, wanted to play games and basically destroy somebody's life's work. Really, really aggravates the piss out of me. I'm not happy about that at all. You go on the show podcast, and it'll literally have tons and tons of information. Like they don't like Trump. I don't care if they don't like Trump. I don't like the fact that somebody can be censored. Somebody can be told to they can't be heard. The medical stuff, everything that was censored. Like this right here, I put the video out here so that people could hear it. You need to hear both sides of the story, not just YouTube's version, not just doggone Facebook or Twitter's version. Here's one where I was looking really extremely upset. You want to hear what kind of human I am? You want the truth? You know, if it makes you happy to see somebody feel sad, go watch that video. You know, these things like this right here, I'm trying to make our world better. That's the whole purpose. I'm trying to find those that want to make our world better. There's podcast after podcast after podcast on here, all free content shared with everybody, no charge. But keep in mind, none of this is free. Absolutely none of it's free. You know, for me, it costs me a lot of money to do what I do. And we're talking three websites plus high-speed internet. And I've got two separate high-speed internet accounts. That's what it takes to keep all this running. And so when you get in there and you see that there ain't nobody in the chat room, that's disappointing. And when you get over there and see on the other side, you have to start thinking, okay, am I really that bad? Have I really offended that many people that I can't even get a few people in there to at least cuss me out while I'm trying to do a show? Kind of like my friend going in there under anonymous names just to aggravate the host of the show while we're live on air. And my other friend decides to come in and tell everybody to go to hell. You know? So, I surrounded myself with people that I thought were of like minds, that I thought I could trust. Only to find out down the line. You'll find out. You'll know them by their fruits. You'll find out who's your friends and who's ain't. I never intended on doing anybody wrong. You know, you can find me on Facebook. It says there's 5,000 friends on Facebook. And I can guarantee out of those 5,000 friends are a bunch of scammers that want to scam me. And Facebook is nothing more than spyware. Nasty, nasty girls, you name it. I don't like all that stuff. You know? I've reported so much crap on Facebook, it ain't even funny. I'm just so sick and tired of all the filth and disgust. I would have deleted it a long time ago, with exception as, you know, I can try to advertise on here and other people can find my, this is two separate links to my app so that you can listen to the radio on there. And then when I do shows on Rumble or on the radio or whatever, videos on YouTube, then I can post them on here and people can see that, you know, there's some new content out. And you get over here on Twitter and Twitter is just as bad. Let's see how many, I got supposedly 301 followers and I'm following 479 on Twitter, and Twitter's just another free advertisement platform as far as I'm concerned, because you put your political views out there, people don't like it, or you know, they basically censor you, you know. And I can jump over here, let's go over here to Shaziz Coin. I made this Twitter over here for the project, so that we could keep people up to date on what was going on. Let's go to that. There's two followers, and pretty sure both of them are me. I don't know. Let's see. You don't have any verified followers yet. Anyway, that's pitiful. That's on that right there. And mostly I get things like this right here, people trying to get me into some crypto scam or something like that. So that's pointless. And I'm actually on Telegram and Gab, but once again, those are pointless as well. It's not about trying to get attention for the most part. You know, it's trying to get people, giving people information to help them out on things. Anyway, if you go over to Rumble, I got a whole whopping 24 followers on there, some of which are me, two or at least are me, I think. And there's where all of our videos for what you're hearing right now. When I'm doing a Skype video and I send it over to Rumble, because they don't censor like YouTube does. YouTube's real garbage. And they don't care about their content providers at all. Period. They'll sit there and try to convince you that they do, but they don't. They literally don't. And they screw you over. Monetarily, they'll screw you over. They censor. They'll screw you over that way. They'll demonetize your platform completely. They don't agree with you, then whatever. And now they got it set up so that a guy like me and my little tiny channel could never ever get monetized again. There's no way. I'd have to do something really bizarre and get 10 million views and then be able to maintain that 10 million views on those little stupid shorts that I don't even do because I don't have a phone that has that capability. And there's supposedly some way that you can make them on let me shrink this down for a second. Some way or another, you can supposedly make them on the computer, but it's just not worth it. So, you know, I don't have one of those damn iPhones, those things the kids all running around sliding their fingers across all damn day long. I don't have one of those. I don't even want one of those. But either way, you got to hold it up vertical in order to make one of those shorts, and it can only be 60 seconds long. What the hell are you going to do for 60 seconds? Whatever. Anyway, so where are we at? Pretty much explained. There's quite a few videos on YouTube. If you go all the way back to my very first video, it's a little stupid video called Black Eye, and basically it was just testing the damn equipment to see if I could even get a video up and what it would all entail. There's some pretty cool old videos on there. The 1318 series is interesting. It has to do with a code that's built into a clock. I don't want to get into it in this video. It's just it's really wild. And I don't know, I've got a lot of stuff. I wonder what this one here is. I don't even remember what this one is. It's got a Shaziz Radio logo on it. Let's see what this is.
Hello everybody, it's old Shaziz here. I'm trying to make this video right here. I had some really crummy screen share program that I wanted to use, but it didn't seem to work so well. So basically what I'm trying to do is show you, I'm not sure how many of you are aware, I got a website, www.shazizradio.com.
Yeah, okay.
Right here we're on our...
That got a whole 279 views and 18 likes. Huh. Trying to get people to come use the tools, you know, use the site kind of thing. It's pointless. You know, all this takes participation. There's so much. Forces of Darkness, we already been down that one. Energy, I don't know, man. It's just a lot. Put things on there, funny things. I don't even know what that one is right there. Oh, yeah, that's probably me and my friend playing some music. You actually didn't hear me play the drums in one, and I think one older video I'm playing the guitar in. So it's like a real people's channel, man. You know, with a little bit of a lot of science and interesting stuff. This is one video. I don't even know if I have it public right now, but this is a video where I was talking about where the last person that destroyed the Dream Team literally had somebody talk about executing me, trying to kill me. Huh. Said I need to be executed. So, and I even did a video for that particular friend, so he could come from Australia to visit me. You know, I took two of these people in my house and fed them dinner and was real nice to them and, you know, tried to help them out, only to turn around and be stabbed in the freaking back. Here's another special message. I don't know what this one is about. So I've been at it for a while, folks. She's trying to do something good.
I'm looking for alternative musicians. If you have your own band and you want your music to be heard on Shazia's radio, it's just as simple as sending me an email with an MP3 attached to it. I started a new Yahoo account for just such emergency, for just MP3s and anything radio related. So if you want to contact me for the radio show...
I don't know if you can tell in this, but this particular video right here, it's right around about the time I had to get a lot of teeth yanked out. And so I'm talking kind of funny in that video. A lot of trials and tribulations. But either way, I was even offering for people to be able to play their own personal music, their own garage bands on Shaziz Radio for free. You know, go back and listen to... And see the consistency of everything that I kept freaking saying the whole damn time. Never was trying to do anybody wrong. You know?
Send me an email with the MP3 if you want your music played on there, or even if you got a poem or something you want to read out, you know, or something you want said on the radio. Make an MP3 and send it over to me, and then I'll put it up on the radio show for you. It's shazizradio@yahoo.com, and my normal email address is shazizradio@yahoo.com. And so, with that said, like I say, I'm looking for any original musicians out there. If you got your own songs, you write your own songs and do stuff like that. I'm a musician myself. Got a band called Skank Duck. And we're going to be putting some music up on skankduck@yahoo.com pretty soon. So keep your, or not Yahoo, YouTube, sorry, go to skankduck@youtube.com and shazizradio@youtube.com and tell your friends about Shaziz Mad Science here as well, you know. I appreciate it. And if you ain't subscribed to either Skank Duck or Shaziz Radio, and are one of my subscribers from a Mad Science channel, if you like alternative music and stuff like that, and if you want to check out that, I appreciate a subscription over there as well. And anyway, the Shaziz Radio, the reason why I put Shaziz Radio together was to give everybody a platform by which they could talk about all kinds of things and work out solutions to problems in the world. We already know the world's jacked up. We're not there to fight feud and fuss and all that kind of jazz. What we want to do is get brilliant minds from all over the globe, which we have been doing. I've been doing a radio show on Shaziz Radio for way back on Shaziz Radio alone over a year. And so basically we have two shows. One in the morning, 8 a.m. Central Time, which would be like 2 o'clock Ireland time, 2 to 4 Ireland time, something around about. Anyway, you'd have to just check your time zones, but I'm on Central Time, and my time, I start at 8 o'clock a.m. in the morning and go to 10 a.m. in the morning on Saturdays for the Mad Science show.
See, we go to 8 to 11, so we're doing a 3-hour show now, but either way, this was 9 freaking years ago, man. 9 years ago, and I was trying to be cool to people. I've never been trying to screw nobody over. You know, that's why all this stuff is frustrating as hell. You know, forces of darkness, my damn freaking lab got flooded out. I'm not getting support from the outside. You know, every once in a while, I have a few friends that come along and help out a little bit or something like that, and I never even have to ask them to do that. And then I made those coins up, you know, that I keep showing everybody. Turned the coin into a membership coin, because I wanted people to have something. You know, I didn't want to take without giving. You know, there's, like I said, there's a lot of videos on there. A whole life story on there. I had a friend of mine who's a cabinet maker. Just made this doggone boat, and this boat probably weighs 5-10 pounds. It's a big chunk of wood. It floats, but I was going to make a big pop-pop boat out of it. And it'll move, but it barely moves because the damn thing is 10 tons. Anyway, all over through this, there's all kinds of videos on here. I suppose the best way you could support me would be to go watch some of these old videos. You know, get my watch views up. Of course, at this stage of the game, it might just be pointless. You know, I got, there's a lot of them on there. Anyway, you could subscribe over there at Rumble if you want, or on YouTube. You know, go over and say hi on Twitter, Facebook. All these social media platforms to me is becoming just literally pointless. It's, I don't know why am I even showing you all this kind of stuff? It's hard to say. I just wanted you to understand that behind the scenes, I don't just talk about it. I'm out there trying to put videos together for everybody. I'm trying to give people a platform to join in on. It's easy. If you want to get on the Mad Science Show, just call me up on Skype. I'll throw you in the show. Just don't drop the F-bomb and the S-bomb on me. I appreciate it, you know. And you want to join the Knights of the Round Table? Come on there, tell us your point of view. You're not going to agree with what I got to say. I guarantee you that. But you might, may or may not. But either way, I'm not going to discount you because I don't agree with you. I might not like your politics, or maybe your point of view doesn't match mine. But that's how we have a communication together. We can agree to disagree in a respectful manner. We don't got to get on there and belittle one another. We don't got to get in the chat room under anonymous names and, you know, agitate the host and thinking it's funny, laughing on there. It's all documented. It's on the video. You can hear me getting frustrated because somebody in the chat room mouthing off, and all along is this particular character right here in the chat room behind the scenes just trying to start trouble. So with the world as it is, government's being corrupt. You can't trust the executive, legislative, or the judicial branch of government. You can't trust Google. You can't trust YouTube. You can't trust Twitter. You can't trust freaking Facebook. You can't trust any of the social media platforms. The only one at this point in time that'll let you pretty much say, for the most part, what we were saying that wasn't wrong anyway, is Rumble. So I support Rumble because at least they give you a voice. You know, and I hope they succeed. I hope they overtake YouTube. You know, you get on here and there's a lot of links, a lot of time. Stephen Gibbons resource page, you know. You click on that, and I'll just go ahead and do it. What the heck, there's a audio that's going to play on here, I'm sure. But either way, he's got website, YouTube's, link after.
Well, my friend, free energy all around you. While all of us researchers out here are doing work such as alternative energy ideas and many more, right now you've got access to solar. I've got a video out there called Simple Solar would be a good one to start with, and there's one called Simple as Dirt. Shows you how to get electricity out of dirt. You know, you can get electricity out of the sun, and you can get electricity out of the wind. And you can get electricity out of the rain, and you can get electricity out of heat. You can build Stirling engines. There's so many different possibilities, even going all the way back to the steam engine itself, in order to turn turbines and create energy. So there are many, many, many already proven methods by which you can get alternative energy. You can get free energy right out of the dirt. The thing about myself and my research, although my main field of study right at the moment is in plasma technology, my brain works mechanically. And so I got to thinking about all this kind of stuff, and I got to thinking about the Bedini motor and the steam engine and the Stirling engine and Muddy's actual flux wind turbine and all the different...
Anyway, if you want to hear the rest of that, go on Stephen Gibbons' resource page. But he spent a lot of time putting all these links together. You know, go support him and at least go say hi to him in the chat room and thank him for his effort. You know, and that's another thing too. I literally give somebody a free page on this site. I give you full control over that page. You have your own page on this site. You know, I ain't got no problem doing that. And, you know, so with that said, I'm providing a service for people. And I'm paying for it myself. Now, if you go on, the Super Chat Room, there's a donation button on there, but I don't promote it, you know, and nobody's used it for ever and a day, so it's really not that big of a deal. And I'm not trying to get money off of people. If I go over to, let me see, let's go here, support our research. This will give you information about bottle caps for Mad Science, the Shaziz coin that I made. I even ask it everybody. I need to raise funds to research alternative energy. I ask them if that was a fair price, and put a little poll down there to do you think this is a fair proposal for a fundraiser? And you can go down there and answer that deal on there. And so, you know, I wasn't trying to do anybody wrong. You know, these mugs right here, these things cost me, like, initially they were costing 11 something, but then the price went up and it was like 12 something. And then it would cost me the same as it, the same that I pay for the mug is what it cost me to ship it. That is if I'm shipping in the States. If I'm shipping overseas, it would cost a hell of a lot more. So in order for me to sell this mug, I'd have to sell this mug for $25 or $30. You know, and I can't justify selling somebody a damn coffee mug for $25-$30, and that's just to break even. That's not to make any money. So if it costs me, let's say, $12 to make the mug, and it costs me $12 to ship it, that's $24. So in order to make any money off that, I'd have to sell it for $30, and I wouldn't buy a mug for $30. Wouldn't expect anybody to buy a mug for $30. I would rather you get that mug at cost at worst case scenario. But it's a lose situation financially for me. So I'd lose money just by giving stuff away. You know, these coins right here, there's only 200 of them in existence. As I'm going down the, in public or whatever, and I see someone I start talking to about Mad Science, because it's got the website on the back of there, I give it away to special people that I meet. You know, we have a conversation, and something about them inspires me. I'll literally give them one of those coins. It's a membership coin. You know? And I know one really nice lady that she bought a whole bunch of them. Probably got 10 or 20 of them at least, you know. And I still, to this day, I'm still in the red as far as how much money that I spent on even having these things made. You know, you go on down, I can't remember if I got anything else on there. Had the coffee mugs. I had some bumper stickers somewhere around. You know, basically trying to sell the bumper stickers for a couple bucks. You know, whatever. I wouldn't spend $5 or $10 for a damn sticker. Wouldn't expect anybody else to either. Then my point is, I'm not trying to screw nobody over. You want to support me, come over and visit this website. It's some videos that we're going to post up on there. And I basically took a few sections out, you know, people that weren't using it or whatever. And so I guess it is what it is. Growing Domes, that was the guy, I can't even remember his name now. Anyway, there's his number. David, the son of the guy who designed the Geek Reactor. He does domes. I give him free advertisement. I give everybody free advertisement. I give everybody a free platform to come and socialize with each other. I tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You know, you want to see videos that have been basically blocked, and I find a video, I will put it up there. I put a review up here of the people, Lifetime Solar, that screwed me over on my solar panels. This lady over here was talking. I said it's refreshing to finally hear the truth. Thank you for this video. I want to highlight people that do good things. That's what it's all about. You know, I put a lot of interesting stuff on here, and I put a lot of work into doing what it is that I do. But when I get up in the morning, like I got up this morning, today's show's been really short, and I'll be out here within the next probably 10 minutes, because I'm 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Probably could go longer, but what's the point? Three hours a day. I got up this morning, and I was just in a awkward mood and feeling terrible about life. You know, everything felt pointless. It all felt pointless. And I said, why even get up and go do a radio show anymore? What's the point? Why get out here and work on this land? You know, I got this land for my kids, and I got it to basically build something cool to share with the world. Get out there and work my butt off, clearing land and trying to make trails for people to go on nature hikes. I get people on the phone, I talk to them about things like foraging and projects that have to do with science and nature. Inviting people to come together and do things. And it only takes one knucklehead to get in the mix and damage it. And they see all the drama going on in there, and then they got the nerve to turn around and say they're tired of all the drama. There wasn't no drama till Chris came in there and started all his crap. There wasn't no drama until he got in the chat room and started agitating. And if he's mad at me, that's so be it. You at least have the courage to tell me why you're mad at me, why you were mad at me to begin with. Somebody gets on my show, cusses me out, and then you come and you talk to me like a dog. And then to top it all off, then turn around and walk off with 64% more than what you're due. Let me make sure I got that number right, because I don't want to be misquoted. Let me make sure. 46%. Yeah, that was it. 46%. Excuse me. Walking away with 46% more of this project than you were due was wrong. Plain and simple. And you didn't keep your word. You have absolutely no honor. You should be ashamed of yourself for what you did. Anyway, it is what it is. I'll get thumbs down on this video. I don't care. I get thumbs down all the time. Every time I try to do something good, I get kicked in the ass. That's why I get frustrated. So I don't need trolls. I don't need wise guys in the chat room that are there specifically to agitate and laugh in your face as they're on the show with you. He knew what he was doing when he was doing it. And wasn't the only one he was agitating. But whatever. 9,095 subscribers on YouTube. 5,000 fake friends on Facebook. A couple hundred fake friends on Twitter. You can put a tweet out there, and the tweet should at very least instigate somebody cussing you out because they don't like your political, but nobody's seeing what you're seeing. You're sending it out, and very few people even see. It's like if you get on YouTube, you go to any YouTube channel, and it'll have the like and the dislike. They block the dislike because everybody liked Biden, and all the leftists were getting thumbed down so bad it wasn't funny. They call it being ratioed. But they wanted to hide this section because they wanted to make it look like they had a popular deal going on when in fact they didn't. Right here, you got to click this bell if you want to get notifications. If you don't click that bell, then you don't get notifications. You'll never even know that I even did a video. And that's the same thing that Facebook is doing behind the scenes. You think you're sending this out to a lot of people. You say, okay, I got 5,000 friends. 5,000 people are going to see this. You're lucky if 5 or 10 people see that. You get over on Twitter, same doggone thing. They banned me, shadow banned me on Twitter before Elon Musk took over, and I'm still shadow banned to this very freaking day. I get one person commenting on my stuff for the most part. One guy liking my stuff. Right here, Pat, Cone Electric. That's my friend on Twitter. Loyal friend. You know, it's pretty doggone cool. He likes my stuff. And so, that's it. That's where we're at. I'm just trying to, you know, with this video, give you a little bit of understanding. I've been down a freaking hard-ass road. And I keep on pushing forward, trying to get something accomplished. Need to move that over. Back to the Super Chat room. All right, I'm gonna stop sharing screen now. Firm, stop sharing. Oh, by the way, this over here, this is me. It's a computer at the other place, because in order to be able to record on Skype, you have to have somebody in the room with you at all times. And if nobody shows up, then I can't get a video out for the day. So I want to get an audio out for the people at peopleforpeople.ning.com and shazizradio.com. So I do a podcast, and so when I get off of the radio show, I spend another couple hours uploading content, and then I'll go around and I'll share the links to everybody who was on the show, everybody who's involved, people who missed out on the show. I'll put links in peopleforpeople.ning.com. I'll put links over here in shazizradio.com. I'll put them on Facebook, Twitter. If the video's all right, I'll put it on YouTube. If it has any kind of copyrighted content, can't go on YouTube or Rumble or whatever. And so normally these videos I've been uploading to Rumble because I want to make sure, number one, there ain't no copyrighted on the video. But Rumble will let you a little, they're little more lenient as far as what you can say without getting your damn video censored or taken down. YouTube has just become like freaking communist censorship. I despise YouTube for what they've done. It used to be a really good platform. Not anymore. It's a terrible platform. So, anyway, it is what it is. So, I'm basically in a Skype call with myself in order to record this video. I'll get off here, I'll save the video, I'll download it, and then I'll re-upload it to all these different platforms, and then that way you get the free content. This one here is just basically an explanation of what the hell I've been up to, what it was all about to begin with, the channel, you know, trying to share things about alternative energy and you know, solutions for what's going on in the world. There is so much that we could be doing, but it takes people of like minds coming together. That's what the Dream Team was all about. I'm not going to let one scumbag destroy the Dream Team. You know, the Dream Team's still going. You want to try to say I single-handedly did it? He did it. He did it behind the scenes, monkeying around, coming in anonymous. He did it on his way out the door when he ran off at 46% of something that he wasn't due. And don't give me the crap about he paid for it kind of crap right there. As a trusted member, you know, it was all in that pot together. You know, I would let that man hold my wallet if he was part of the team. I would literally let him hold my wallet with all my money in it. That's how much trust I had. But, you know, once you leave and you say you ain't going to be part of it again, and then you don't keep your word and put it back into the pot, you didn't just screw me and the team players. You screwed all those little kids out there that could have literally, at some point, taken one of these bottle caps and put it in that machine and started making money. You screwed the little kids in third world countries for your greed. That's what you did. You screwed little kids in third world countries. A little kid over there in Africa, a little kid here in the United States could put the same doggone thing in one of those machines and get the same value all the way across there. So what's that 46%? That's all 46 billion. There's 100 billion of those coins in existence. There's 46 billion possible little kids out there that you screwed over because you wanted to be greedy. You could have took the 1 million coins that you was given as a member of the team, and you literally could have made enough money to fund your lab. We could have made enough money to fund all of our labs, and we could have done it fairly. But you didn't have the decency to do the right thing. You lied to me, and you stole from the team. So now you're on the wall of shame. Make it right and I'll take you off the wall of shame. It's damn disgusting. Breaks my heart. This is for the kids. This was for their future. To help clean this world up. This was for everybody who kept on complaining about this being a problem. We had a solution. We were going to make it happen. And I thought we were on the right track. I'm still going to finish out my prototype. And if anybody wants to get down to who owes who what, I'll give you exact numbers of how much I paid in. I'll make sure that you know on projects that weren't related to the Bottle Caps Mad Science, what this person did, you know, on the plus to help another person out, to give them a place to stay, and all three of us a place to work. That's a separate incident. This is a standalone project. And so that's why I'm upset about it. Anybody doesn't understand that and needs a better explanation, sit down and we'll have a talk and I'll explain it in graphic detail. You, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, not what you're getting from the other side. Literally, there's kids out there that could have benefited from this. You ripped them off. Hope you're proud of yourself. So anyway, between the trolls and the shenanigans, this is what I've been up to. Spent a hell of a lot of time, a hell of a lot of money, a hell of a lot of effort, a lot of my life. If you go back and you see my my hair. I'm a slightly younger man. You can see me from a young man all the way up to an old man. You can watch me deteriorate through my entire life. My whole life is in them videos. My whole life is in them podcasts. You want to make a movie about the craziest man that ever walked the face of the earth? I give you plenty of content. I even offered, and I even allowed people to go out and make their own channels and use my content to literally make them money so that they could benefit. So who screwed who? Anyway, I'm going to give us the peace sign up out over here for Rumble, and I'm not even going to play anything on the way out of here, I don't think. Yeah, maybe I will, because it's not going to be on the video, so it's not going to be an issue. So let me just find something before I get up out of here. And, you know, it's aggravating, folks. It's just damn aggravating. I think I've been really good to people. Damn it, where's it at? And it all seems pointless. That's where I'm at. It all just seems freaking pointless. And I have no idea what I want to play up on out of here. So I just throw this in there. Anyway, it is what it is. Peace up out over here with Rumble. I'm going to stop this recording, and peace and love to everybody who did jump in there and listen in. Share it or don't.
It was that ant that stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh, one ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those winning old boys raised on shotguns. That we don't give a damn. Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.